Y'all feel me? This is how real 5-6 feels. Hey, Tech 9 don't even laugh like that no more. This nigga different now. Like, who this nigga think he is? Let's get high, let's get drunk, let's get fucked. Where we at? Where we at? Hey, nigga, this is Kansas City. You got me fucked up. Nigga, we, hey. I got 56 with me. Strictly for my rose. Wicked until they lit. Reading me for show. I see they loving us. If you really from Kansas City, then you know this is the real
Kansas City anthem.
Kansas City anthem. But you know what? We got more than one.
They had to be diverse for the...
It's a lot of cussing and train running and shit in this song, so I get it.
It's for the ghetto
birds. But
that's
Kansas City.
It's for the ghetto birds.
But that's what be happening. It's for the ghetto birds?
It's for the ghetto birds.
Caw-caw.
Hello. Period.
Come on. It sounds like Super Bowl champions.
It do sound just like that. This is how Travis Kelce come out. This is giving.
This is, I know.
This is
on
giving.
His playlist.
Oh, yeah.
I would be surprised if it wasn't.
This is on his.
Oh, my God. You not. Now you trying to play with CL.
You want me to stand up. You want me to get up. That's what you want me to do.
I'm the nigga, and I'm back again. Swerving through the traffic, getting drunk out. Hey, this a folk red like I done ran tonight.
When the police pulled me over, he said, boy, is you all right? I said, no. He said, you know you going to jail. I said, so.
Fuck it.
Bailing, and I'm back to the stove. Oh, you ain't know.
Oh, you ain't know.
Oh, you ain't know.
Oh, you ain't know.
Oh, you ain't know. Oh, you ain't know that I'm OG.
Stack a dollar.
I keep it popping like my collar when I twist it. Y'all trying to find out who I am, but I'm unlisted. And my bitch mad at me, she found lipstick. Real G on my drawers when she kissed it. Stack a dollar, you a freak, you on some pimp shit. It ain't my fault that these bitches love to kiss it. Swallow balls, I come all in a throat until a nigga fall. I'm holding on the wall trying to maintain.
Ugh.
Ain't nothing changed.
Hey,
and you stacking your bread? Nigga, live large.
It's OG.
Stack a dollar.
And I'm drunk as fuck.
Hey, hanging out the window like, what up, what up?
It's OG.
Stack a dollar.
And it's all on a bitch.
Nigga, live large. Get rich.
Do y'all think Fat Tone is, like, kicking it? Is he gonna be at the parade?
In spirit.
Like, in the clouds.
Definitely. Well,
do we think Fat Tone?
Well, hold on. Hold on. He gonna be looking up at us.
You think he in hell?
Definitely.
Okay, he might have repented.
Listen, shout out to Tone. That's all. That's it. That's all.
We ain't gonna get into it.
Put me in no mess.
He gonna be there whether he looking down or up. He
right.
Gonna be there.
He gonna be there.
He gonna be there. They got him a day pass. It's
boy, girl. A day pass is crazy.
I feel like the spirits do be having that.
A day pass?
I mean, like, maybe not exactly a day. Maybe it's like a week or something. I don't know. But like, all right, you can go to that.
Okay.
You think they just in there?
Nigga.
The whole time?
You don't die and get to...
So you don't believe in like ghosts and stuff then?
You don't get to visit?
You don't get to visit. No, I think when you die... I mean, I don't want to get into no Bible talk right now.
Oh.
But I can tell you my thoughts later.
Welcome to this new episode of the Honey Trap Podcast. I'm Shawnee.
I'm Sierra.
We are Super Bowl champions.
Of the world.
And we here with Chris too. He here too. Hey, say hey, Chris.
Hi, y'all.
Listen, I've been stressing Chris out for at least the last 3 days.
Yeah. At least. And he was so happy to see me so she could offload on that onto me. But I wasn't stressed because I know my friend. So I was like,
he
oh,
knows
that's
too.
Life.
I don't even know why he not. I think it's because he a Capricorn. Like, he just be like.
Dramatic.
Like, girl.
Come with the drama.
Girl.
Like, damn, you ain't going to edit that before you just say it
I
to
was
me?
So thick in telling Chris the story the other day. I said, bitch.
That's exactly why he came in the house like that. He was like, did she tell you? I'm like, no. He said, bitch.
Bitch.
I love it.
I love it.
I'm here for it.
This is a very much side note. We gonna get through this real quick because I really want to get to what we really got to talk about. But that reminded me of, I seen the post that was like, the dude that was like, I woke up with an attitude for no reason. Maybe we is starting to get too sassy, y'all. Talking to
no, you motherfuckers are just admitting. Y'all being.
Then the niggas is in the comments just going crazy, like saying all the funniest shit. Niggas like, man, my girl said, you thought you ate that, didn't you? He said, and did.
But I love it though. Like,
I do too.
I like how relatable men are becoming. Like, y'all cool as fuck, because I ain't listen.
I don't see nothing wrong with it either. I don't feel like it's, you know, I just feel like it used to be such a, oh, you got to be masculine, like, all the time. Like, everything mm-hmm. you do got to be just rough and tough and just girl.
Like, I was the opposite of a He-Man woman hater. Like, you know how the men are the He-Man woman mm-hmm. haters? I was the man, whatever. I was that. But y'all starting to be cool.
Y'all starting to be cool. Like, bitch, what's up?
What's tea, bitch? Like, what you got for me? I love it.
All right, nigga. Now, what happened at the gym?
Right.
This motherfucker going to come in here.
Right.
And take the 20 pounds off the...
Listen, no, he didn't.
The business. I love it. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing. But on to the breaking news, the most important news. This is the most important thing we're going to talk about for this whole podcast. I need y'all to know that.
And we're going to keep referencing it.
The fucking Kansas City Chiefs have done it again.
Shout out to my boys, man. Shout out to my boys.
Unwavering talent, passion, boy. Drive.
Listen, down
give
to
me
the,
some more adjectives.
Down to the nitty gritty.
Great. Listen, that was some good football.
That was some amazing
that was
football.
Like, I was on the edge of my seat, mm-hmm. but I already knew we was gonna win. When we played Tampa, I was not confident. I didn't think we was necessarily going to lose, but I didn't.
You were more nervous about that game than this one?
I was not worried about this one. I just felt like we going to win.
I thought the game was going to go exactly how it went. Mm-hmm. Just like when we was talking about in the group chat and everybody's like, I think Pat going to show out. I'm like, I think we are going to work hard for this win.
Yeah.
And I'm going to continue to give the Chiefs their flowers. Don't get me wrong. But the Eagles played their asses off. That was such a good game. Jalen Hurts, I wasn't fucking with him during the Super Bowl. But prior to the Super Bowl, I was a fan. Now that we done with the Super Bowl shit, I am back being a fan. That is a, boy, look.
I went home and watched Abbott Elementary immediately. Yeah. Because I had been boycotting all the Philly shit.
Oh, yeah. You're not wrong.
So, as soon as I got home, I watched Abbott Elementary. That made me happy.
Yeah, my dad he's from Philly. And he texted me Friday and said.
Did he talk shit?
Oh, I'm about to tell you.
Wait, you want some? It's my dad.
Our dad.
I'm not going to say it.
Hold on, but when I say what I got to say, you can be like, that is your dad.
Oh, okay.
He texted me Friday. He's going to say, Red Friday, Sad Monday. I said, you know what? I'm a Kansas City nigga. I'm from the Show Me State. I ain't got nothing to say. Mm-mm. I'll see you later, alligator. So I texted him last night. I'm like, good game. You know, y'all played your hearts out, blah, blah, blah. He said, thanks. That's all you got for your only job?
Oh, this would have been great if we would have been. We should have called him. We should have called him on the air.
Hey.
He wouldn't want to even talk about it.
He didn't like bossier.
He's not gonna answer. Chris pulling out the shit. Like, let's call the nigga then. He ain't gonna answer.
I'm not gonna call him. But I did say I'm gonna call him after we record. I do need to check on my old man because they played their hearts out. I mean, it was down to the nitty gritty.
I'm about to go right on his wall and say, you good? On Facebook.
Hey, Big Ed, you good?
You good? Just checking in.
For real.
You alright?
No, they played their hearts out, and I know he was looking forward to this game.
He was.
We caught it.
Smoking Philly pack all till next season. What's up?
Hey, Patrick Mahomes' dad is a ghetto-ass bird, and I love it. Every time they put this nigga on the camera, I want everybody to shut the fuck up. I gotta listen. I love that nigga.
I love it when mixed kids have black parents that are actually, like, ethnic.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
No doubt about it.
I don't like that oh, yeah, well, you know, Patrick's always doing a great job. He's always been a great kid. Me and his mom are so proud. Like, no.
Patrick, my
I like
daddy.
All this hot sauce that his daddy bring to the table.
That's my nigga. That's my little boy right
there. That's my baby.
Yeah, I love it.
He came from my nutsack now.
I'm here for it. Yes. Yes. Remind these motherfuckers, because they be trying to discredit Pat and act like he ain't one of us. And he is.
He is.
He code switch well, though.
He does, he, cause you, I refuse to believe
that he ain't,
he just like me.
I think Travis a little bit more, you know, Travis, than Patrick.
Hey, Travis.
I don't.
Hey.
You
Travis,
don't?
Travis a white man, he
could
be black.
He is, but I feel like he's just a little bit more, you know.
He don't give a fuck. They be like, hey, what you gonna say if we give you to put you on camera today?
He said, nail one of y'all.
Nail one of y'all. I said, oh,
damn.
Felt that.
Travis showed
it made my coochie throb a little bit. I ain't gonna hold
Travis
you.
Travis showed him once a year, he'll wipe me. He'll cut his whole beard off and go.
Yeah, that's what I don't know.
But I think he just be cutting it so he can get it to grow back thicker or some shit. I don't think he do that just to show us that he white. He just be start the season fresh.
He probably shamed of that part.
Let's pay
real.
Attention in August and see if that's what he do, if he just starts the season like that or something. Okay. Let's pay attention.
The game was perfect. I didn't see the beginning of it because I was very much hungover, but what I did see was great. Andy Reid, man.
What a guy.
What a gem. What a gift. I see people all the time just, I mean, and they do give Andy his praise, but I'll never forget that tweet that was Patrick Mahomes is the greatest thing that ever happened in Kansas City. And with the one where Els was like, damn, so fuck,
Alvin Brooks.
Alvin Brooks.
Yes. He said that. That tweet lives rent-free in my head. I think about that so often.
I do, too.
Like, every time somebody be like, such and such or something is the greatest, I'm like, damn, so fuck, you know.
Damn, so fuck whoever.
I'm going to just start saying, so damn, so fuck Alvin Brooks. I think that's just going to be more responsible.
Just Alvin
everything.
Brooks all the time. Yeah, I definitely feel like Andy Reid, he getting his flowers now for real, but like,
yeah.
I'm like, I don't think people really understand and really realize, like, Patrick just couldn't, I ain't gonna say he just couldn't at all, but like, Andy, I know he gives them so much, like, he's just a really great coach.
Yeah.
And I'm really glad that in Kansas City, we have players that, like, want to be here and want to stay here and don't want to leave and don't want to, you know what I mean? It just, I don't know, it just makes it feel so much more familial.
Speaking of players that don't want to leave, I keep seeing tweets like, how do you think Tyreek Hill feel right now? And everybody's like shit. But there was something on Twitter, and I don't know if it was something that was really said. I might be confusing it. I get Twitter, SportsCenter, all that shit confused. I feel like it's all just kind of running together right now. But somebody was like, well, at least he's getting his yards and at least he's getting his money. But I don't know.
I mean, and that's cool, but I think at the end of the day, that's not what athletes get into professional athleticism for. Like,
yeah.
I didn't get in the league to just get some money. That's cool, too. But, like, stuff like this is, I'm here because I want to win. I'm a competitive person. Like, I want to be the best. I want to, you know what I mean?
I don't know his life or no shit like that, but he definitely should have. I don't know how much he was making here versus there, but I just feel like another Super Bowl would have felt better than that. Me personally,
maybe. And the thing about it is, you're not about to tell me that winning another Super Bowl is not about to, niggas is not about to get more money,
right? At the in the same place at that
in the same place.
Like,
come on, stop playing with him,
nigga.
You thought, and that's sad. You thought wrong. Stink a butt.
But you know, hey, whatever. He was my nigga at once, so I ain't gonna say nothing too crazy about him.
How you feel about Riri performance?
I loved it. I thought it was so great. I think, I'm gonna tell you something. Everybody hating on Rihanna, or I ain't gonna say hate, maybe that is really how they feel. I remember one time this stripper came to Kansas City, and I went to see her, and somebody was like, what you think of the show? And I'm like, oh, I really didn't care for it. It wasn't great. And it was clips on like Instagram and shit, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm pulling them up and showing them. And this nigga was like, can you do that? And I was like, no. And he was like, okay, then shut the fuck up. I was like, damn. But that's just how I feel.
You're not
so
wrong, though.
When I open my, when I be really mindful of the shit that I say, or before I even form an opinion, like, shit, could I even get there to do that or any of that shit. So mm-hmm. when people talk that shit, I'm like, you couldn't even, like, you couldn't even, you couldn't even imagine. So I just think people should shut the fuck up.
I am more annoyed of people being like, Beyonce's performance was so much better. I'm like, she's fucking Beyonce. She's a literal not human person. Like, she's an alien. She's that don't even count. Like, that doesn't even count to compare.
And she wasn't pregnant. But Rihanna was suspended in the air.
And also,
and I'm not pregnant. I would have just passed out
in the air.
I would have just passed out right there. And she's pregnant, bro.
And on top of all that, I personally have never liked the Rihanna Beyonce comparisons, just because I feel like they're just different.
They are.
They're just different. Mm-hmm. I don't even, and like when people say, I like both of them, but I prefer Beyonce because whatever. I just don't even, I think my fandom for both of them is like pretty high. I really love the both of them, but it's just, it's different.
Yeah.
It's not like more one or more the other.
And I think they're both great artists. Mm-hmm. Rihanna has her hands in so many other things though.
And she's going to continue.
Because y'all got her fucked up.
The bitch is with child. She's tired of y'all talking shit.
Mm-hmm. And I don't blame her.
Yeah.
She's in her bag. She found her lanes. And she's in her bag.
When she decided to do that performance and she said, she did an interview with somebody. She said, I don't know why they think they're getting on new music.
Right.
She knew she was pregnant. She knew.
But that's okay. Playing? I liked it. I liked it a lot. I really enjoyed it. And I watched it again today at work. I just thought it was so good.
It was fun. It was definitely a fun performance. She performed all the songs I like. She performed the pop songs that I like. She performed the hood bitch songs that I like. Mm-hmm. She performed the reggae-ish shit that I like. Like, I have no complaints about Rihanna.
Same.
She's fucking gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Her baby daddy is just such a baby daddy. Oh, my God.
He is such a baby daddy. I love it. I love it.
Did you see him with them big-ass pants? Mm-hmm. I just don't know fashion.
There was a tweet of him recording her the whole time. It was like, look at Rocky and being a stay-at-home dad, or enjoying being a stay-at-home dad, or some shit like that, to a billionaire, recording his billionaire wife while he's a stay-at-home dad, or some shit. But I was like,
ASAP Rocky got to Rihanna and said, how would you feel about it, lady, to be treated like a queen?
That's exactly what he did. Did you see that tweet where do you remember that video of him being in the mosh pit, but they got that one fucked up picture? They said every time ASAP Rocky get around Rihanna, got the picture of him in the mosh pit.
I feel like Rihanna probably gonna have like two more kids.
She can do whatever.
I think she really likes kids. If you pay attention to her, like, she always had her like nieces and I think she really likes kids. I do feel like Pisces women are very like nurturing, very, you know, familial. Like they like that type of shit. So she like, I done made all the money in the whole wide fucking world.
Yeah.
Still making money, and I don't even gotta do nothing else but be with the nigga I love and keep having his fucking big headed ass babies.
Yeah.
Adorable baby. Yeah. That baby is so cute. He's so cute. He looks like he is going to be a trip.
They all are. And I'm not even mad about it. So.
I'm not either. Congratulations to Rihanna on her baby, and also that dope ass performance.
For sure. That performance was good.
I do want to see. The next time somebody will say something too, I am going to be like, you know what? Okay. Go get on my roof right now.
Mm-hmm.
And do the butterfly.
I challenge
you. And do the butterfly and sing work while you do it.
I mean, I keep my opinions. I manage my opinions pretty well. I feel like, can I do it? Is this something I could do or master or wrap my mind around? No.
And also the people that was like, I think that's just her baby weight. I'm like, I ain't never seen a bitch accentuate the baby weight. Like, let me put this belt under my stomach.
Yeah, no. And rub my stomach.
I said, this girl is pregnant. Y'all is crazy as hell. I seen it as soon as she came on the... I said, it's a baby in there.
Yeah.
I'd have been pregnant enough times to know what that looked like.
It was dope. I loved it.
It was very, very good. I am happy that she was the performer, too. That just makes the Super Bowl win and all that much sweeter. And her shit being red, everybody was like, she know what's up.
She knows some.
Somebody said the script leaked. I really wish y'all would stop this. All this CTE these niggas got, they can't fucking remember no script.
Hello. Stop. Hello. You ain't wrong.
I would like to know. I'm gonna go back to the Grammys, and we're gonna get on the Queen in a minute. But I do wanna ask both of y'all, because y'all both have significant others. What are y'all's plans for Valentine's Day? If there are any.
You want to go first or you want to go? I just want to go eat. I don't have, like, any high expectations or anything I want to do. Like, I've been asked a million times what I want to do or what do I want.
I hate it. What do you want to do and what you want?
You know.
I get it, but I just.
But, you know, he be super romantic and, like, over the top sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I be appreciative of him asking what I want to do. If I want to, like,
okay, nigga.
Yeah. So, but I'm grateful. Like, I think it's great. Mm-hmm. But I think last year was just so awful and heavy that I just want to be.
Yeah.
I want to just enjoy.
Let's just enjoy the little things.
Yep. So I just want to go get some hibachi and some sushi, and that's all I want to do. And come home and. Go. I told the girls they can come grocery shopping with me tomorrow because I don't ever take them. So that's all I want to do.
Christopher?
Looking for plans right now.
Oh, shit. Okay. Well.
But that's okay. But like,
her birthday is within the week.
Almost. Oh, okay.
So I don't try to pile it all together.
Oh, okay.
That's sweet.
So that's different.
And I don't do the holidays like that. I try not to make it a big
deal. I heard every day Valentine's Day when you fucking with a real nigga.
But it is low key though. Like,
yeah. going on three weeks straight at the house.
Yeah.
I hate when they be like, my Valentine's are every or Valentine's every day when you fucking with a real nigga, ladies. What y'all get today? Like, it don't always be about it's something in the physical. I'm like, whoever originally made that post, like, that's what it be feeling like. Not as intense every single day.
We in a very materialistic you know, generation here. Yeah. Like, you know, and you should have known that way everybody would wear them ugly ass red boots. Y'all just want that shit because it's, you know, that's it.
Yeah.
But what's my plans? I'm so glad you asked, Shanae. You welcome, Shanae.
Girl, fuck you.
I'm going to be at work. So
she's gonna be everybody's Valentine's. Come tip my friend.
I'll be all y'all villains.
Go get some tacos. Some tacos is who cooking?
I don't know. Probably Tier.
The tacos is gas.
Who cooking?
Girl, because I have to. I don't want to tell a lie.
Yeah, it'll probably be Shell and Tier on the ones and twos in the kitchen that day. So yeah,
I had 9 tacos one night, y'all.
Oh my god, they're so good.
They're so good.
And it's just like, it's filling, but it's also not filling. So it's like, if you're
drinking, yeah, especially if you're drinking, you can just
keep going.
Mm-hmm.
We should have a taco eating contest one day up there. I'm gonna tell them.
Because I know how to overeat and I will be sick as a dog.
I'm gonna be like, whoever win, I don't know. I gotta come up with a good prize, but.
Whoever win, just win. And it feel good to win, don't it?
Come on.
That's a good one.
It ain't gonna feel good to that waistline.
Hell no.
Okay, so we are to the Grammys. Beyonce, the queen, is now the most award-winningest Grammy-winning artist ever. And that is just, I'm going to just say, really, the black people have been showing their asses for Black History Month.
They have.
LeBron, all-time leading scorer. What did Lizzo do? Lizzo won a category in the Grammys that hadn't been won by a black woman, I believe, in like 20 years or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Pat won the MVP in the Super Bowl. That was the first time that had been done since 1999.
Period.
Like, I just...
Black people are having an
amazing... I'm rooting for everybody black. Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing. I'm just... It feels good to be a black person.
We are having an amazing Black History Month.
Yes.
But, you know, I'm... Is the word I'm looking for pessimistic? Where I'm like, I hope we ain't paying for this later. No,
I don't think so. You know what? I genuinely believe that 2023 is going to be a pretty solid year.
Yeah.
I do. I feel that in my chest.
We off to a good start. I have plenty of faith.
January was long, and but I feel like that January always is
always long, but it wasn't bad. Well, I didn't have a bad January.
I don't remember if January is bad or not, so it must not have been too bad. If I don't remember.
January was...
Because it was just a few weeks ago. So if I don't remember if it was bad or not, it must not have been too bad.
It was calm. I was deliberately calm in January this year. So it was cool.
Yeah. I genuinely am just looking forward to having a good, solid, happy time this year.
Mm-hmm.
I've been thinking about different like business ventures and all kind of shit I want to get into this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like it's time like to just, I don't know. It's something about being in my 30s. You just correct me if I'm wrong. If maybe it's just me. But it's something about being in my 30s. It's just, I don't know. I just don't feel like I had this fire in me when I was in my 20s.
Yeah, I could see that. I feel like... Life feels a little bit more serious now for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not, I don't know if it's because my kids are older and I have a little bit more time to focus.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have a little bit more, I don't want to call it downtime, but time to focus on other things.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just kind of, I don't know, highlights the things that I want to do or have been wanting to do for a very long time.
I do think sitting the fuck down sometimes really lets you think about,
mm-hmm.
oh yeah, I do really want to do that, or I should do that, or I'm going to do that. So
yeah.
That for sure.
Like I've been back to making lists and journaling. That's been awesome.
I've always been so bad at journaling. I'm not a consistent person though.
Yeah.
I'm not consistent. That's always, every year, that's my number one. Like, I need to work on that. I should work on that. And I just...
I don't know. Like, I just... When I'm really grateful, I like to write about it. When I'm really not okay, I like to write about it. Like, it just feels good to offload my stuff and maybe not outwardly share it to other people mm-hmm. sometimes. Just keep it for me. So... That, I don't know.
I know we've already talked about this previously, but I just, and I didn't want to keep talking about it, but even though I know stuff is going to keep happening to discuss, but I'm just really tired of Krishan and Blueface, bro.
I'm sorry.
Did you see last night he got mad at her because she was in a picture with... Rick Ross.
Yes. That was weird. I was like, it's giving jealousy.
And he was talking about couldn't be my bitch.
Like, and I do think he's a narcissist. I do think he's a disgusting, but I also think that she's
he's a disgusting.
He is a disgusting. He's just trifling. But I also think that she's not mentally, like, mm-mm. I don't think she's well.
No, she's not.
So I just think it's just a recipe for disaster. And I think she's very serious about this. And I feel like he's very unserious about this. It's just weird.
Yeah. He gonna be as serious as he got to be to keep getting that money. I think, I genuinely think that's fact. The only reason why
he's getting money with this. With her. Yeah.
Ain't nobody checking for Blueface.
Ain't nobody. And that's all. And also that nobody in their right mind. And he knows that, so.
A relationship I do like that I would like to get to.
Mm-hmm.
Carisha's birthday just passed. Our sister and is her show considered a podcast?
I feel like it is.
It's a show.
It's a show. Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, hold on, cause they won the podcast award though, didn't they? On that one show, and you remember they tied with Drink Champs for, I think it was for podcast. I don't know. Either way it goes. I love Carisha, and I actually am a very big fan.
What awards was that?
I don't remember the awards.
The Diddy
BET?
Awards. The Diddy Awards?
Was the BET Awards? Is that the Diddy Awards?
The Diddy Awards.
I don't know.
The Revolt Awards.
I
don't know. Is that? Oh, well, she won an award. And if she had a podcast, then she shouldn't have been nominated. I think that was kind of one of the things, too. Like, nigga, is this a podcast? What even defines a podcast? I don't know. I'm going to have to look that up.
Definitely. We need but, to get to the bottom of that.
I really do like their relationship.
Carisha and Diddy?
I do feel like she's probably a lot more love struck than he probably is.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that people see what's going on and they're like, oh, I hate this for her and yada, 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 because they're not used to being in situations where people are honest about what's going on and mm-hmm. people still stick around.
Yeah. I don't really have an opinion about their relationship one way or the other, but I do enjoy seeing her have her way.
Yes.
I love that.
And it's people really like thinking that she's like, I don't know. It's the traditionalism for me. I'm just like,
yeah.
It's, you know, everything that way is just not for everybody.
And I just feel like, shit, y'all nigga is out here doing the fool for and doing less, doing less than what Diddy doing for you. So
a lot less.
You know, that's just how I feel about that.
But lying and faking to you like he ain't messing with nobody else. He ain't doing nothing else. He
pissing me good.
I'm just like.
Whole time.
I just. Always would rather a motherfucker be up front with me. Like, what we doing? Like, yeah. You know, whether we actually together or not. And put me on a motherfucking private jet for my 29th birthday, nigga. Yes.
Right.
Thank you.
This bitch ain't even 30 yet. Like, she's living more life.
Let me tell you what I want to do. Oh, yeah, babe. I want to start a podcast. Oh, okay. Sure. Or I want to have a show, a talk show, whatever, however you want to call it. Oh, yeah. Put my shit on your network.
Yeah.
I'll pay for all the production, the staff, the writers, the everything.
Yep.
What?
I think that's so hard. Like,
I think that's probably really my favorite part about it is that it ain't just like he's just fucking around with her and it's just like we just fucking around. We be having fun. Yeah, yeah. I be fucking on you. I spend a little money on you, whatever, whatever. But like he's really like investing in her.
I think when people stop being so busy trying to hate on this woman and start worrying about how they can have they way with a nigga, I think bitches will be a little bit more happy. Don't worry about the fuck I'm doing. You worry about yourself.
Worry about what you got.
Unless you expressing happiness for me, you ain't got to worry about it, sweetheart. This ain't your headache.
It's not at all.
That's just how I feel. So, yeah, I don't have an opinion either way about the relationship. I don't feel anything bad about it at all.
Yeah, I like it. I enjoy them as a little unit.
Yeah, but I thoroughly enjoy seeing her have her way. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Especially after all that. She went through some shit with her baby daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I don't know. That just makes me happy for her. Mm-hmm. Just like, you know what? Good for you, girl.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yep. I love it. I'm here for it.
I wonder if they're going to have a baby.
If she's smart, no.
She be saying she want kids, though.
If she's smart, no.
She be saying she want kids, though. More kids.
My thing is, she might. I mean, let me backpedal a little bit. Everybody's wants are different. So if she wants more kids and she got the she has the means, even if she didn't, whatever the fuck she want to do is, you know, her thing. But personally, if it was me, I'm gonna enjoy having my way and keep having my way. I just feel like bringing kids into any situation just kind of complicates things.
Yeah.
And
it does, definitely.
Yeah, just, I just want to have my way.
I feel like 29 is still young, too, and you already got your kids. I feel like just let it be.
Yeah.
And then that nigga just had a baby. If he going to be the nigga you with, then you just better step mama the fuck out.
You got
that
a baby.
Thing.
Hey, listen, you know how I feel about that. You already got a baby. And you ain't got to raise it from the ground up by yourself. You got a village already. You got a built-in village already. We good.
I'm trying to figure out why this is random, but it just why are they trying to make Drake go to court for like, this?
Every time I see that, I'm like, be fucking for real. Like, okay,
I think they just trying to make this shit a spectacle. Like how Young Thug shit is going. Like they just trying to.
I get it.
You know.
Yeah, I get it.
Like, no, just do your job. Because that's you. Now y'all trying to be Hollywood. This is not. Like, this is a literal murder trial for a boy that really was murdered and really needs justice. Like, please stop playing.
That was awful.
Stop fucking playing. You know? And I don't know how his family feels, but I feel like if I was a part of his family or something, I'd be like, okay, now, bitch, now you just...
Yeah. I mean, they had their little shit, but I don't think one is related to the other.
I don't even think Drake is...
Now, him making references to him, you know, his untimely...
Do you ever think about, like... I really be thinking about these rappers that talk and say that all this shit that they do. And I think to myself, like, I wonder if this nigga really killed somebody for real.
Right.
We know Vine was about it.
Period.
Well,
because when I hate when Vine died, because when he died, motherfuckers was like, that nigga was a serial.
I can tell the truth.
He was a serial killer.
This nigga Michael Myers.
He was a serial killer. Talking about some rest in peace. He was killing people.
Oh my God. Boy. They finna put the goddamn body in the cuffs.
Boy, they was though. He was a terrorist. I ain't about to sit here and pretend like he wasn't.
And they not scared no more. Them people been coming out. They coming from behind the bushes like, he gone.
That's crazy that she was really terrorizing like that.
You was really terrorizing. I really kind of almost feel like, and I might be wrong, but I feel like as far back as I can remember, I can't think of no like rapper that really was out here like that.
Nah.
Like, ooh, okay.
Nah.
Okay. Also, speaking of out there like that, I already know we have very big opinions about this Jay Prince and Offset thing. I just really want Jay Prince to relax.
At your age.
He needs to take a definite chill pill.
Leave this to the young niggas.
And on top of that, like, that's really was that man family. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Even if you might have had talks with them about whatever, whatever, and they said whatever, whatever when that boy was alive, leave it be. Mm-hmm. That's not for you to be going on no interviews and discussing and talking about, especially when niggas ain't really sure that what happened is not really on your hands. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's still fishy. That whole situation is still fishy in the first place for you to be trying to speak on somebody's relationship with people that have been... Their whole lives, they've been in each other's lives. Like, please.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He be getting beside himself.
He do. But when Offset said, who the fuck you think you is, John Gotti or something? I was weak. But, you know, you can still...
A good country clapback.
Love a good country clapback. Why would you say
who
that?
Who the fuck you think you is?
John Gotti or something? Like, damn. But... I feel you, because who the fuck do you think you are? And then, like, hella niggas coming out the woodwork, like, you only scared them niggas in the, whatever ward, 5th ward, 9th ward, somewhere in Houston, one of them wards. Ain't nobody fucking scared of you. Put your punk ass on.
And shout out to Cardi, because, boy, she gonna ride for her nigga every time.
Period, because bitch ass nigga what?
Cap. She said cap, big cap.
Fuck out of here.
Shit. I'm like, dog.
But she really a gangster ass bitch, though.
She is.
So, I like it.
I do like it too. And hey, if I'ma stick beside him as a person.
Period. That's her nigga. She gonna stick beside him.
And I know she is. You know they getting a McDonald's meal.
Saw that. I saw their little did you see on Gossip of the City?
Yeah, they little they were sitting down up there at McDonald's talking.
Yeah.
I do think it's very cute.
I was like, oh, adorbs.
I need to go back and watch her interview that she did with Jason Lee. But I also need to go and watch that they did together, because I think it's probably like a 10-15 minute video all together.
When I'm phone calls, but I think
stuff.
I think one thing I like is when couples actually like each other.
Yes,
I know a lot of people in relationships and they don't like their girlfriends or they don't like their boyfriends, like. Mm-hmm. And I just be like, what are you doing? Like,
or niggas don't like each other. That's the even one.
Or they don't like each other. Like
we both don't like each other. Why are we here?
Like, y'all literally live two different lives, like, all the time. Mm-hmm. Or you trying to, like, always find something to do outside of your significant other. Mm-hmm. Or I remember one time I was talking about, that's our first time at the house, having the house to ourselves without the kids, blah, 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 blah. And they was like, leave him here. Go make him go somewhere. Like, he coming with me. Like, I like this nigga. And he like me, too. And we going home.
Right.
So, I like when couples actually like each other and, like, the chemistry is there and shit like that. I love that because I hate to not have an, you know, it's kind of an opinion, but, like, when I see couples, I'm like, do y'all even like each other?
I have an opinion. Awkward. I have a, everybody has an opinion. Now, whether you choose to take my opinion to heart or not is your business. Yeah. But I'm going to have an opinion, so sorry.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. I hate feeling like I'm, like, it's just awkward.
I had a maintenance man one time, and he was telling me about, he had to do, like, a lot of stuff in my house. Because, you know, we used to stay, like, our headquarters for our place versus where we live was probably, like, a 45 minute drive away from where we were. So
not close.
Sometimes, like, if you had a lot of stuff, they would just come and just be there, like, all day. Sometimes they would be there into the night. It would just be late. And one time I was just like, oh, I'm sorry, you know, that I got you here. Like, I know you got kids and, you know, all that going on.
Yeah.
And he was like, girl, I do not want to go the fuck back to that place. Yep. Like,
yeah.
But he was like, it ain't even my kids. Like, I love my kids. But he's like, I just do not be want to be around that woman.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, your person should be the place. That should be where you want to be.
Run to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand that.
I've been in a situation where I dreaded going home, and that is a different type of miserable. So I get it, but at the same time, I'm like, I cannot even fathom the thought of spending the rest of my life like this. So
home is supposed to be your place, and your person is supposed to be your person.
Yeah.
Like,
that's when I was getting all the money, working all that overtime, trying to
stay
away from home.
I'm the fuck up at
Shit, now I'll be like, hey, this is what my schedule is gonna be, can be, and will be. What y'all trying to do?
Listen.
So
text him like, damn, babe, mandatory OT.
Boy.
Listen.
Boy.
I'll see you next week.
See you when I see you, motherfucker.
Did you watch You? Did you finish You, rather? I know you started.
I did. And yeah. Go ahead. I'm gonna let you
finish. What you think?
I liked the change of pace.
Yeah, I liked that it was different.
I liked that it was different, but if they would have ended it at the last season, I wouldn't have been mad.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm interested to see how the second part of the second half of the season plays out. Because this is the last season.
Yeah, I'm invested, so I have to see how it plays out. But they didn't have to. It wasn't necessary.
Yeah,
it didn't.
I don't know. I'm not hating it.
I don't hate it. I could have done without it. Does that make sense?
I kind of feel like that might be how I felt about last season. I just was like, I don't know.
Last season did feel a bit forced.
It was kind of convoluted. Just a lot going on.
But that's how I feel about this new little mini.
I feel like last season it was worse than that, though, because I'm like, all right, now. All right, motherfucker. You want everybody thinking that you dead. Okay. So you done cut two of your toes off. Like, oh, he did. His two toes was in here. Where the fuck was the rest of the body? I don't know how many remains and ashes is supposed to be in some shit. Like, it just, you know. I don't know.
I don't know, but I could have done without it, but I'm cool with it.
I feel like I would have preferred a change of pace maybe sooner.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah. Maybe they should have done that a little bit sooner, because even in the last season, they were trying to set it up for him to be crazy about the black bitch. Like, all right.
Yeah, but that's, I like that. I'm like, this shit kind of cracking a little bit. Now, I don't feel like there was much more they could have done to give it more and less. Love would end up living, and they spun it around that.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, that's why I was like kind of over it, because I'm like, at that point we're gonna go into the black girl. Now he crazy about her. Now he, you know what I'm saying? And at that point, now it's the third girl.
Yeah,
like I mean, I get it. You crazy. You just, no stress. But then it's like, damn, you just love every bitch like that. You know what I'm saying? Right. It felt a little bit more like, I don't know the word I want to use. The more and more I see, like, every bitch that you have any type of fixation on, you just going to be crazy about them and obsessive to the point where you're doing all that. It's just like, all right, dog. But, like, I don't know. The first season to me is still just chef's kiss, top tier. Like, that was just really great television. I do think that they'll end on a cool note. But I do, I'm enjoying, it's refreshing, the change of pace for me, personally. Last season, I just was kind of like, girl, she's fucking the damn teenager. Was he a teenager? I don't remember. He was in school.
He was
college, I think. Though.
Was he in college or high school?
I don't remember.
He was in high school.
He was in high school. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just was like, okay, now.
It was a lot.
It was a lot. And she went from like covering her crazy very well to just being outright a psychopath.
Okay, bitch, you're
very
messy.
Quickly. Yeah. And I feel like throughout the whole thing, Joe has been kind of good at concealing his crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, the whole time. Love was like, okay, bitch, well, my husband know I'm crazy now, so shit. What's up? Like, it's lit. No pun intended, because he did burn the house down.
He was horrible for that. But
it was horrible.
I don't know if you were already going to bring this up, but have you started Harlem?
I've never watched that show.
You gotta just have a good...
I've never watched...
Binge
that. I've never watched Wu-Tang. I've never watched BMF. I've never watched... it's so many shows that I've not watched that I'm just like... And people be like, yeah. And I'm just like, I don't even think I'm that excited about Snowfall. I didn't finish Snowfall last season. I was like... I think I watched two episodes of Snowfall last season, and I was like, no.
Who was that? Was that you that, like, even before that, you wasn't even watching Snowfall? Like, didn't you just binge it?
Yeah, I just binged it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you was never into Snowfall like that anyway.
But I liked it when I started binging it. I was like, yeah, what's up?
Last season was kind of slow, though.
Last season was just, I just wasn't into it. And then that girl was so unattractive to me. Like,
yeah, it wasn't.
Not to face shame, but just.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Like.
And
it just, again, it was a change of pace, which is a good thing, but it was still kind of just jarring and random and just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think I would have probably preferred to see the buildup of their relationship a little bit more before it's just like, oh, okay, first episode, this is bitch, and she pregnant, and it's in it. Like, it just was a lot to digest all at once.
Well, Harlem, I think that you would really enjoy
that.
Oh, wait.
Harlem is, the one with Megan Good. Yeah. I do watch that. Okay. I do watch that.
I'm about to say,
I don't think you was thinking of, what is it? King of Harlem or something? Maybe that's Godfather of Harlem. That's what I thought you was talking about.
I've never seen that in my life, my boy.
I heard that's good, though.
I have heard that was good. But I also heard that Tulsa King was good, and I was not feeling it.
It wasn't. That's how I be feeling about, like, I tried my hardest to get into Walking Dead. I could not.
I did, but then, like, I didn't watch it one season, and and I couldn't even tell you what season.
Yeah.
But it wasn't because it wasn't good. I just missed the season and never went back.
Yeah. Walking Dead, just for me, it just started so slow. I was just like, nigga, when is it going to get good? That's where I was at.
That was when I was watching Better Call Saul, too. I'm about to start that back over, though, because I missed a season of that and fell off, but I'm about to just start it over.
Oh, yeah. That's the other show I never watched. I've never watched Breaking Bad.
Really? Mm-hmm. They had a reference on the Super Bowl yesterday, and I was like, Breaking Bad. Hunter was like, I never seen that. I'm like,
I'm so sad I missed the 2-week commercial. I seen everybody up in arms about that.
I was in that motherfucker like, okay, y'all can go upstairs now. I thought one of the kids did it. But then I thought about it. I'm like, we don't have Tubi on this TV. I don't know what that is.
No, I like that. That was a very clever.
That was good. That was gold.
I am about to start watching Tubi movies, though.
Tubi is the shit.
I've watched a few of them. Like, I watched the Erica Mena Tubi, the stepmother.
The crazy one? Yeah. It was not good, but it was cool.
It was, and honestly, if she would just tone it down a little bit, she's not a bad actress.
Yeah.
If she would just tone it down a little bit. But she do be like, you remember Beyonce on Obsessed?
Yeah.
That's what she reminded. You went in my house.
Yep.
You touched my child.
Yep. That's what Erica Minnick gave, though.
That's how she acts.
But Tubi has a lot of good old movies on there, too.
Like, oh, I heard. I know about that. I did used to have Tubi back in the day. But I want to start watching Tubi for the mess. For
no,
the shit.
I get it. I watched Why Do Fools Fall in Love Today at Work.
Oh, that was one of my favorite movies.
And I feel like every time I watch it, I look up all the actual
people.
All
those people are ugly in real
ugly
life.
Ugly as fuck. They're all fucking people. Ugly. Zola Taylor, trash. Tracy Lyman, trash. Little Richard, the only one that wasn't fucking trash.
Yeah.
And that's crazy. So you wanted the woman at, what's the show? You just said it.
I wanted her to be more attractive.
You wanted her to be more attractive.
She's a fictional However, character.
The real people in the movies that they play normally are attractive, but the actual people. Mm-hmm. Don't be attractive at all.
Why we can't just have an even? Why we can't just have like a, you know what? She was a little homely in real life, so we'll make you a little homely in real yeah. life. Like, so like.
But Zola Taylor probably was the shit back in the day. Now I'm thinking about it though.
Well, I don't think she was ugly in real life. She might not have been. Let me look this up right now.
She looks like she looked like Frankie Lyman, but, kind of, with a wig.
Well, so Snowfall. Okay, so you know Snowfall is like, Snowfall is like fictional, but it's true.
Yeah.
So my thing about that one is the girlfriend the pregnant? Like, are we to the point where it's just all fiction now?
Who is?
Or are we still at some real life shit?
Who
with
is
the
Franklin
Snowfall?
Supposed to be?
Is he supposed to be Rick Ross? Right, Freeway, Ricky Ross.
Oh, okay.
I think that's who he's supposed to be. Chris ain't listening to us.
I'm gonna start there,
and we need his input.
I'm gonna start there and go from there.
Yeah, Zola Taylor don't look bad.
She don't look bad. She just, I don't know.
Ooh, why?
I was really watching it today at work because I was just like,
she damn sure don't look like no Halle Berry. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that's what it is. I think I didn't manage my expectations correctly.
Halle Berry.
I had to, I am the type of person when I'm at work, like I have to have a show going on in the background and it has to be something good or I'm okay, not
Zola
doing shit.
Taylor. Let me see. So, what was the rest of them? Why Do Fools Fall in Love? I don't know. I know Frankie Lyman looked like a goddamn crack baby in real life.
Looked like one, was one.
Was his mom on that shit too? I know he was.
His daddy was an alcoholic. He used to beat his ass.
Oh my God. And he was so short.
But you know, never mind.
They got that part right with Lorenz Tate.
You know them short niggas though.
This nigga look like a badass child. Got the nerve to have three bitches fighting over him. He look like he got silver caps.
Nigga look.
Look at them teeth, dog. Stop playing with
them
me.
Them teeth was crazy.
Stop fucking playing with me.
He probably was a smooth ass nigga, though.
I'm about to get mad.
I bet he was a smooth
You wasn't that smooth. You ain't I never seen he, too many smooth crackheads. Stop playing.
He wasn't.
Who the smoothest crackhead? And you can't say Bobby Brown.
The smoothest crackhead?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't you say Bobby Brown?
Because that's easy.
Because it's really the smoothest crackhead. Like, what the fuck?
That's easy and it's a cheat code. Like, no.
The smoothest crackhead shit. It's going to come to me later. That's the fucked up part.
The smoothest crackhead. Hey, he is making me mad with his mouth like this. They didn't have braces back then?
I don't know.
Hey, if Frankie Lyman was famous now, he definitely would have got veneers. Like,
he would be old as fuck.
No, I'm saying if he was famous now, yeah. Like if it was like that.
Hopefully they don't look like Tory Lanez shit. Them motherfuckers look like chicklets.
I wonder how that nigga doing in jail.
I was thinking about him on the way home from or the way here from work. I was thinking about that. Like, that nigga really in jail right now, awaiting his sentencing.
Emira Eagle. Oh, that one was Lila Rashawn, wasn't it?
I don't know. Elmira was the homely one, right? Yeah.
Not she homely, was, well, like the regular lady. Yeah. Just, yeah. That was Lila Rashawn. Lila Rashawn was so beautiful. She was one of them ones back in the day with acting and stuff.
Yeah, she was.
I think what we want to do or what we should do is like pick a show that neither of us have watched or whatever and just start on it. I'm open to suggestions from you guys, but y'all have to realize like, some of that shit I'm just not gonna watch.
Y'all gonna have to suggest some to me too.
Yeah.
I think you should. I'm going Breaking Bad.
Well, I'm fine with that, but you know, with a lot of people, like we've seen that before.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want us to be. I'm gonna be in here like, girl, and did you see? And bitches is gonna be like, bitch, yes, 6 years
but
ago.
But Breaking Bad was such a good show. Like, I think I haven't. Okay, I've never watched How to Get Away with Murder or Scandal.
I didn't watch Scandal from the beginning. I started Scandal probably like in the second or third season, but very good.
I didn't watch either one of those. I'm not gonna watch Scandal right now, but I will watch How to Get Away with Murder.
Girl, How to Get Away with Murder is chef's kiss.
Yeah, I heard that was a great one.
No, Viola did her goddamn thing in that
she
show.
She did her due diligence.
She did. Very much auntie, very much living for it.
Okay.
So we're gonna figure out some shows that Chrissy and I are gonna watch, and we're gonna start giving y'all our takes.
Yeah,
like hopefully we can find something new.
Yeah.
But I'm sure y'all. I'm sure y'all probably won't mind hearing about old stuff either, though.
Breaking
nostalgia.
Nostalgia. I
love it. I'm very excited for this week because definitely the parade is Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I think I'm gonna go. I'm like 75% sure I'm gonna go.
That's a good number.
Yeah, I'm like there with it. But are you? I know you for sure are gonna go, Chris. You? Yeah.
It's in the air.
Hey, what's your percentage?
40. Work calling.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Now, if work cancels, it's 100.
I just need to figure out if my kids don't have school, I'm probably definitely going to go.
I do love my job, but fuck my job, because they moved the shift for Sunday's game so they can watch it, but they probably won't move Wednesday
for the parade.
Shifts.
Mm-hmm. Got you.
So it's like, don't get me all amped up for the parade.
Yeah.
Let me watch the game and we win. Now you're like, yeah. I'll just come to work anyway.
But you would have rather watched the game or went to the parade?
The parade.
Really?
Yeah, I could have watched the game at work.
That's true. That's true. That's true. That's true.
You can watch the parade at work.
It's not the same.
I'm just saying. Oh,
that's not the same.
It's possible.
I watched the parade last time and I was like, yeah, I should have went.
I am glad I didn't go last time. It was so fucking cold.
It was cold.
I was not doing that. It's warmer this time.
You'd have been drunk like the rest of us.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's supposed to be 100% for me, but my old man is really... Oh man, at this point. So every time I bring it up, he was like, yeah, whatever you want to do. And that just lets me know he's just not. So, but I'm going to keep pushing and planning as if we're going.
I think my 25% is lying in if I have to be a mother, because they get out of school like 3 something. But the biggest thing for me, for real, is just I hate being in like congested.
That's where I'm at. I can't do it all day.
I just, yeah.
Yeah.
And not even like I think something's going to happen or anything like that, but it's just so many people. I just don't like that shoulder to shoulder. Like,
yeah.
I just hate that.
Yeah.
I just don't like that at
all. I agree.
So,
I'm right there with you, girl.
That's like, if I choose to just be like, fuck that, that's going to be why.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. I'll have a better idea of how I feel tomorrow, but I did take Wednesday off just because fuck that shit.
Felt.
So.
Well, I don't work Wednesdays anyway, so.
Yeah, so.
But I do. I work Tuesday night.
I wish you did work Wednesday.
Well, I just would like everybody to know that I brought all of my good luck to the Chiefs, and I'm not going to say that I'm the only reason why we won, but... I'm about 30% of the reason.
I don't know. I changed my shirt at halftime. I wasn't going for nothing else strange.
I wore the jersey that I wore when we played the Texans. Uh-huh. I wore that. And, I was like, okay. I feel like as soon as I started, keeping an eye on things is when shit got better. So, you tell me if you think I'm a good luck charm, because I feel like I am.
I think everybody played their part. Everybody that wanted the Chiefs to win, I feel like they truly played their part. Mm-hmm. Andre had on a blue KC shirt. No. Blue.
Oh, girl. No.
One of his t-shirts from work under his red hoodie. He took that off at halftime, put his hoodie back on. Very peculiar, but I'm fucking with it.
It worked.
Whatever it takes. I had on what we, I had the t-shirt on I wore that we wore for the championship game. And then when shit started getting crazy, I put a shirt on top of that. You know, I had to double it.
We be having very odd superstitions.
Yeah. So we, after that, you know, it was up after that. So I feel like, you know.
I probably feel like I'll never watch a game at y'all house again. At least not a Super Bowl game.
I think that was just a bad year.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'm willing to bet on that.
I will say, no, I will say that we will not be hosting any more Super Bowl parties that we are, if we're in the Super Bowl, we will not be hosting. But I think we back ready to start throwing parties again. We talked about it. Because if you think about it, we haven't had a good party since then.
Mm-mm.
So, and we've had, we've had parties since then. They haven't been good. So, I would think we're back ready to start throwing parties and shit again.
Come on.
Just not for the Super Bowl.
Okay, guys. Well, I'm all talked out. It's been a long weekend.
Did you miss anything?
I don't think I missed anything. Not anything that was really worth talking about. Do you have anything? You sure? Because I... And another thing. But while we at it.
Right. Because hello.
I would like to thank you guys for tuning in to this episode of the Honey Trap Podcast. You could have been anywhere in the world.
But you were here with us.
And we appreciate you. And we thank you so much. And we will see y'all next week.
Bye.